above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us till the end of this episode. This is today's special and we're going to speak about bad language in Islam. Today, Friday, 4th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today and for learning more, this is verse 134 of chapter Al Imran from the Holy Quran. First we'll listen and then we'll learn.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alladhina yunfiquna fis-sarra'i wad-dharra'i wal-kadhimina al-ghayza wal-'afina 'anin-nas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin.
Who spend in the cause of Allah during ease and hardship, and who restrain anger and who pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Here the first outstanding quality of the pious ones is mentioned, spending. Spending property and wealth, especially both in the state of ease and adversity, is the clearest sign of piety. The third attribute of the pious ones mentioned here is that, and who restrain their anger. The fourth quality they have is that, and pardon the faults of men. Of course, restraining anger is very good, but is singly is not enough because it may not eradicate enmity and grudge from the heart and thought.
Accept my prayer, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman ya Rahim.
The topic of this episode is about bad language in the view of Islam. Unfortunately, on the streets, in official organizations or popular gatherings, one may hear people reviling others, calling them names or scoffing at them. All this happens despite the fact that the Prophet said a believer is never a person who scoffs at others, calls them names, or utters vulgar and obscene phrases. This hadith indicates that slandering people, belittling them, and cursing them are all prohibited acts. A true believer is a decent person who uses polite phrases when he talks. The Holy Quran taught us to use decent phrases. Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari reported that the Prophet said if a person accused another person of depravity or atheism, such an accusation applies to the accuser unless the accused is actually immoral or rejects faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the worldly and hereafter consequences of profanity and bad language from the viewpoint of Islam and the Holy Prophet and his successors. The principles given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and espoused by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam promote unity and harmony among individuals and communities by refraining from profanity and bad language and also embracing respectful language. Contemporary society can foster a more peaceful and compassionate world. Muslims and non-Muslims alike can benefit from self-reflection on their use of language by evaluating the impact of their words on themselves and those around them. Individuals can strive for personal growth and better interpersonal relationships. And the principles of respectful communication can extend to interfaith dialogue as well, where individuals from different religious backgrounds come together to foster understanding and cooperation. So profanity and bad language are strongly discouraged in Islam, as they can have profound consequences in both the worldly and hereafter aspects of life. We have been trying to view these teachings and examples from the conduct of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. These consequences include strained relationships, a tarnished reputation, moral degradation, negative effects on mental health, impaired communication, accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, hindrance to spiritual growth and interference with acts of worship. Muslims are encouraged to follow the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household and strive for respectful and constructive communication, aligning their lives with the noble example set by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. In a world that often values divisive rhetoric, embracing the principles of courtesy, morality, and accountability can lead to personal growth and a more harmonious society, reflecting the timeless wisdom of Islam and his messenger and his household.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, monitor screen time, music, and internet use. 1 minute you're happily jamming to the radio as you drive your 12-year-old daughter to school. Then the next you're in shock, jaw on the floor as you hear her drop, each lyric, curses and all. This is such a hard reality for so many parents to face, especially at this age when their children are starting to make the transition from childhood to the teenage years. Call it a harsh reality of the times. But our children are exposed to so much more than we ever were at their age, whether it is the lippy sauce from their favorite sitcom character, the M rating on the hottest video game on the market, or the slew of nasty comments littered across social media, there is simply no getting around their exposure to harsh language. The key is to manage it.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Now tell me one way to control my tongue, and the answer: find better company. A man is upon the religion of his best friend, so let one of you look at whom he befriends. What a precious sense. We are most certainly influenced by the company we keep. It's impossible to speak politely when you're surrounded by people who talk harshly. You can let your friends know about your resolution if you prefer not to leave them cold turkey. Making this decision may not be easy, but Allah never leaves you in a lurch, and you will certainly find better friends, inshallah. Keep trying. Be tenacious in your pursuit of self-improvement. The harder you try, the luckier you will get at a new habit. Develop a positive attitude. Practice gratitude. The way you look at things changes the things you look at.
A fifth category that you find in the Holy Quran. For example, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 43, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Allah says, the one who deliberately intentionally kills a mu'min, what's his reward? وَمَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. The one who kills a mu'min intentionally, then his punishment, what he deserves, is eternal hellfire. What else? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah becomes angry with him. Number two, Allah sends his la'na on him, and he will have a very painful chastisement. So we see this is a fifth category. A sixth category of people in Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those who break their covenant. They do not fulfill their covenant. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Because those people, the Bani Israel, they did not fulfill their covenant with their prophets, with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed them, and he made their hearts hard. Aswatul qalb. This is a sixth category. A seventh category of people in the Holy Quran who deserve the la'na of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have Surah At-Tawbah, verse 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارَ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا هِيَ حَسْبُهُمْ وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. Those Allah has promised the hypocrites from the men and the hypocrites from the women and the unbelievers, that he will take them to hell. They will dwell there for eternity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his curse on them.
So today we had a beneficial and wonderful program. We learned many things about controlling our tongue. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us reflect on a wonderful maxim from Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The wine drinker is like an idolater for his disobedience of God. Thank you. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is a hadith is about swindling other people and why it is immoral and a vice. The Prophet said that he who swindles a fellow brother in faith, a fellow Muslim brother, Allah snatches away benediction in his sustenance, thwarts his efforts at earning a livelihood, and relegates him to his own base self. And so if somebody lies to his fellow Muslim brother and swindles him from some money, then all of the blessings in his risk and his livelihood go away. And whatever he tries to do, no matter how much he tries to earn a livelihood, he's unable to do so. Eventually, God leaves him to himself. He doesn't take care of him anymore, and this person becomes utterly poor. In fact, in one hadith, it has been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once passed by a pile of wheat. So he placed his hands in the wheat, and his fingers touched some moisture in that wheat. When he felt that moisture, he asked the vendor, the seller, the person who was selling the wheat, he says, "What is this, O vendor of wheat? What is this moisture? Why is there moisture in it?" You know, the implication is that the vendor, he put water in the wheat to make it more heavy, so that when he weighed the wheat for people who were coming to buy it, it would look like there was more wheat in it than there actually was, or actually was water in it. And so he could, make money off of them and swindle them out of their money. When the Prophet asked this vendor of wheat what had happened and why it was heavy and why there was moisture in it, he replied, "The rain fell on it, O Prophet of Allah." Maybe the person was lying, maybe he was telling the truth. In any case, this is what happened. The Prophet then asked him, "Then why did you not place it at the top of the pile that people might see it?" Right? If this had actually happened and was true, okay, let's give you the benefit of the doubt that this is what happened. You should have put this moist wheat on top so that people could at least see what was going on. You should have told them about it, informed them about it. By not telling them about it, you have swindled them of their money. Finally, the Prophet, after saying this, he mentioned a general rule or a general law. You might even say that the Prophet cursed this person. He said, he who swindles other people, he who swindles us is not of us. He who swindles Muslims, you know, his fellow Muslim brothers, he doesn't have anything to do with Islam and he is not considered a part of the Islamic and Muslim community. The Prophet has also been narrated as having said, he who sells a flawed commodity, not stealing it, remains despised by Allah, and the angels continuously curse him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the person who swindles other Muslim brothers in faith, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really, really welcome you all, especially our brothers here. I really welcome you all. Fawad, Haider, Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir. I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, Nasrullah, how are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir. Fine, sir.
Welcome. And Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
I really welcome you. And Hussein Ruhullah, how about you?
Alaikum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. So everyone is fine here. Alhamdulillah. We wish you all are fine and healthy, brothers and sisters out there listening to IRIB English Radio. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 100 on Surah Al-Ma'idah on page 124. 124. So brothers and sisters, hold your Quran. Dear listeners, turn to page 124, 124, ayah 100 or 100 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Let's get started by listening to the recitation of this ayah, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
Alhamdulillah, nice recitation, heart-touching. I really liked it. Hope you've liked it too. So, don't worry, you will be able to recite the way he recites, or maybe kind of better, or maybe close to him, okay? But first,
The same as our previous sessions, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, having a short explanation, inshallah. Then, of course, you need to refer to the tafsir books to learn more and get more knowledgeable. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul. What does Qul mean?
Say.
O Prophet, say. Say to the believers, Qul. لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. Say, the good and the bad are not equal.
Yes.
In the Quran, Allah Almighty has in Surah Fatir, I think. لا يستوي. Huh? لا يستوي.
خبيث.
خبيث والطيب. And also, لا يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين and also ظلمات والنور, okay, the darkness and the light, okay, they are not equal, the knowledge and what, those who are knowledgeable and those who are not knowledgeable, they are not equal, the one who is alive, spiritually, and the one who is not alive spiritually, they are not equal. So these things are mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Fatir, you have this. So now, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. One of the two things that are not equal and they have a clear difference, okay, is what? خَبِيث and طَيِّب. The bad and the good.
Yes.
Bad and good, it means like things which are clearly really false things, okay, and things which are clearly true things. So they are not equal. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Though the abundance of the bad, okay, should amaze you. Even if you see that the bad things are a lot, okay, and they are so amazing, they might amaze you, surprise you, okay. Even if this happens, they are not equal. Or even like the bad thing is not better than the good thing. I will explain how. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So be wary of Allah, O you who possess intellect. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Okay. Then Allah Almighty says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may be felicitous. Okay. Now let's see what does khabith mean and what does,
Tayyib
mean exactly. So khabith means all the kind of impure things. For example, maybe there are a lot of people, okay, who are gambling. Gambling, we learned it is haram.
Yes.
This is a khabith thing, for example. This is an example. So somebody should not think of himself, oh, if gambling is haram, if gambling is bad, why a lot of people do it?
So question.
Yes?
Here khabith is like relating to like rules term?
Anything.
It's a spiritual
term. Anything. Spiritually or materialistic. Okay? Anything. No matter. Physically or spiritually. Whatever. So it says, for example, a lot of people might tell lies in order to gain benefits. Okay? You say, oh, telling lies is so good. If it was not good, why a lot of people tell lies? Huh? وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ. Even if it amazes you. For example, you see some people, okay, they lie or they take bribe. Okay? Or even they take usury. Riba, okay? Benefits, okay? They have these things. They are haram in Islam. Riba, usury, is haram. Okay? Telling lies is haram. Maybe there are a lot of people, okay, by usury, they have a lot of wealth. They are so rich from haram ways, okay? From haram ways, they are so rich. And this should not tempt you. This should not give you this message that, look, we can gain a lot of good things. No matter it's in a haram way, I can get. They are not equal. They are not equal means that they will not have equal consequences both in this world and in the hereafter. In the hereafter, you will regret this. God forbid, if somebody thinks this way and acts upon these kind of beliefs, in the day of judgment, they will be
punished.
Yeah, they will be also regretting. Look, one of the names of day of judgment is the day of
regret.
Yawm al-Hasra. In that day, or also it's one of the names is Yawm al-Taghabun. Taghabun means the day when you gain something. Some people gain, some people lose. The day of gain and loss. In that day, you will understand that all those things that, God forbid, you earned in a haram way, benefit you. None of them benefit you.
Yes.
Of course, that's that way, okay? So Allah Almighty says that لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. God forbid, eating in a haram way, maybe it will be like yummy. Yes? Don't think that this is good. It's not good.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, I refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to learn more about this ayah, the explanation, inshallah. Thank you. That's all. That was a short explanation. Now, we don't have much time to go through details, so refer yourself to the Tafsir books. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. This albab gives you this hint, okay, that if you have wisdom, if you possess intellect, you must understand this. So, let's move on to the tajweed rules, mention some of the important ones, inshallah, in terms of beautiful recitation of the Quran. Hussein?
Yes?
Can you read this ayah once? Bismillah.
Yes.
Read this ayah. Everybody listen, then we'll mention the important rules.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث
أحسنت
فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Let's beautify this recitation more and more.
Yes.
Qulla, qulla. Do not extend the qul sound. L sound. No. Qulla, yastawil, yastawil. Khabith. Ignore the ya. Yastawil. Kha, khabith. Kha, heavier. Qulla, yastawil khabithu, khabithu. Tha, pronounce it correctly. Wattayibu, wattayibu. ولو أع not أع do not kind of change the places, okay? أع and عين أع جابك كثرة الخبيث جيم. What does جيم say, Hassan? You tell us.
It's optional to pause here or to continue.
All right. So if you pause here, خبيث ends with يامد. So here, for what? What do you do? Extend the sound, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
If you don't stop here, you don't extend the sound. So, وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. You extend the sound. But if you don't stop, make a pause here, you move on, you don't extend the sound. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Okay? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Allah is pronounced with an R sound. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Do you see that wow after U? أُولِي.
Yes, yes.
It has a sukun sign on the top.
Yes.
So it means you ignore this. Don't read the wow.
Yeah.
أُولَئِكَ أُولِي أُولُو. These words... Huh? You ignore that. Wow. فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب. You can extend the sound of mad. يا أولي الألباب. Or ignore it. يا أولي الألباب.
Which one beautifies it more?
Any of them you like. So, let me read, see which one is more beautiful. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Next one. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Which one is more beautiful? Any of them you like. That's why it's optional. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. At the end also, مَدُّ الْعَارِضِ
لِلسُّكُونَ.
Extend the mad. That's yes. all. Time to recite it for the final at the end of the class. So listen carefully, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Let's practice it together with Ali Nasir, Fawad Hassan, and Hussein. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ.
قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون.
Let's ignore the mat. فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون.
فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Ahsantum, mashallah. That's it, brothers and sisters. Hope you have learned something from this session. See you. Stay with IRB English Radio. We'll be here, inshallah, in the next coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaw.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allahi wal-adillahi ala marzatillahi.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until He has spoken and act by His command. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam from the household and the Ahlul Bayt of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So, we're talking about these dialogues. There's this one instance where a companion of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam came to His Eminence, and in His presence, he asked him a question. He asked him, what is the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Now, before we give the answer that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam gave in this conversation and in this dialogue, it's important to note that in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, of course, which was the governmental establishment of the Abbasid Khulafa, it was the Abbasid monarchy, the Abbasid dynasty. Imam Ali alayhi salam was not given his due status, meaning the divine wilaya and the divine imama and this position of supremacy that Imam Ali alayhi salam had. He was not given that due right from the pulpits and from the speaking outlets of the Abbasid dynasty. And so here we find that these kind of questions were not something that were out of the ordinary. People still wanted to know what the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam was, even though, yes, amongst the people, to a certain extent, they knew about Imam Ali, but still, because of the different schools of thought, the different jurisprudential schools of thought, and these different madhahib, these different sects that were coming about, we find that there was a little bit of confusion. And so these kind of questions were not out of the blue, and that they weren't abnormal questions. So the companion again asked Imam Hadi alayhi salam what the status was of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so what's really interesting is that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, instead of saying something on his own, he narrates directly from his father's and then goes all the way up to the Messenger of Allah. And so for people who have done a little bit of study, this is called a chain of narration. And this chain of narration, the people that are within it, you know, the more reliable and trustworthy they are, the more, you know, powerful that tradition is. And so here, this is a very powerful and perfect chain of narration where the Holy Prophet here says to Imam Ali alayhi salam, O Ali, he who loves you loves me, and he who hates you hates me. And here, there you go, we find the status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And not just in this instance, but many other instances, we find, for example, that the Holy Prophet said that Imam Ali is the Harun to Musa, except that there is no prophet after the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And here we find that anyone who loves Imam Ali is in reality also loving the Holy Prophet. And anyone who hates Imam Ali, or we can add opposes Imam Ali or fights Imam Ali, in reality they are hating, opposing, and fighting the Messenger of Allah himself. This is dialogue Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, my dear sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite program, Back to Reality. This is Asma at your service once more, and in today's studio, we have Sister Zainab and Sister Bita with us. Welcome to the studio, sisters. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, Sister Bita, let's start with you.
Yeah.
Please introduce yourself briefly.
For sure. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners and dear sisters here with me in the studio. I'm really honored to be here again with Get Back to Reality. I am Bita and I'm studying medicine at one of the universities of Tehran in Iran.
I wish you luck and happy for you to be here with us. You, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Tarfadulain Zainab from the Kashmir. I have done master's in linguistics and right now I am studying Hausa in the seminary of Qom.
Thank you very much and very welcome to today's episode of Back to Reality. Well, I have a grandmother and since, as you know, all the old people, old generations, they have their own box of secrets. She always tells us whenever you intend to do something, do not reveal it for every single person that comes into your existence. So whenever you have a plan, try to keep it for yourself and do it, go for it, and then let it be clear by itself. Do not tell anybody about your secret plans, about the things that you intend to do. And I guess she's pretty much right.
But I think the world is changing at such a fast pace that it has not made us like that. Because, you know, we have platforms today, especially on the social media world, when you are, as if you feel with yourself, I'm ought to tell people that where I'm heading right now, which trip I'm going to, or like which conference I'm attending or whatever. Wherever you're going, you have to update the public bit by bit, each and everything. Our platforms are made that way, unfortunately, today. But yes, I think not everything should be revealed. You know, we also have concept of evil eye or jealousy.
Exactly.
Or many things around. So that happens. So it's better like not to say. And we have Imam Ali alayhi salam says that if you be quiet, it signifies that you are intellectual.
Yeah, so it's a sign of wisdom.
Exactly. Right. You know, when I was a child, I was always excited about things I wanted to do. It was my personality. And I always showed my plans to everyone, like, you are my friends, I have to tell you that what I'm doing. And my mother always, you know, always was telling me that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't tell your goals, whatever you're doing, I don't know, whatever to anyone. And as you mentioned, like, we have the concept of evil in our religion and in Holy Quran too, that you know, it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
It can be out of their love.
Exactly.
And you know, they want you so much to do this that you know, the energy will become so strong that will happen, that will be in
something
a way
odd
that,
would
yeah,
happen.
Exactly. Something
even
odd.
Maybe they did not have any evil wishes.
Exactly.
Towards you, but something odd happens in the middle, as if when we had it in these literary
yeah.
texts that said, when you're too happy, don't laugh so loudly.
Exactly.
Because then sadness would hear, and then, because she cannot stay in the corner,
so
she gets in the middle of what
yeah.
you are doing, and then everything is going to go destroyed.
So we have this concept in our literature, in our culture, in our religion specifically, and I believe in that, you know, because it
exactly.
happens a lot in my life, that I